right. Well, welcome back to the Edge of Hero podcast. I'm Kirk Konecki, the CEO superintendent of Indian Hill, and I have some amazing middle school Braves here with me today. Devonchi Rotella and L. Bartoni, welcome. How are you?
Good. Doing pretty good. Yeah.
Great. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. The middle school experience has been quite different the last few years for everybody. And in January, everybody finally got to come back together and unify and come home to their new spaceship building, like I like to call it. Elle, can you tell me, like, what do you like about your new middle school? Obviously, the first eighth grade class to come in and graduate in that building, that's kind of cool. We were hoping you might be in it last fall, but here we go. So what do you like about the new digs?
I think it's a little more organized, and it feels nice having like our own space for the middle schoolers, because sixth graders were at the elementary and we were separated from them, and seventh graders were in the mod, so now we're like all together in one building in one space.
Devonchi, when you think about the new spaces, is there something that stands out to you that you just go, oh wow, I wasn't expecting that, or I really like that?
I guess I wasn't really expecting the lockers to be like a digital locker. I thought it was going to be like the one with where you turn it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And also, it's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
In terms of getting used to that neighborhood, what are some of the advantages, Al, to being, you're in eighth grade and you have your own neighborhood. Are there any advantages or pros or cons you see?
Yeah, it's nice not having to walk across the building to get to math class. And it's like all in like just a small space, so you're never late to any classes and they're all like right next door to each other.
Yeah, that I think that whole traffic flow piece is a little bit different in this building than it used to be. And Devonchi, are there any of the, I guess, outside of the core classrooms, are there any other of those new spaces that you get to use that you like or that are different than the past?
Well, like, for example, like the languages and like other elective stuff, it's not sharing a classroom with a core class, so you can kind of like decorate the room a bit more depending
on
it.
Yeah, create your own environment with your teachers, and yeah, I think that's pretty cool too. I love the natural light and the color schemes of being different, right? Because of course we always have red, black, and white, but it's nice to see some of that. As you get ready to head into the spring, this new kind of house program has kind of evolved at the middle school. And I think some of that's about probably like school spirit and climate and teaming. Mm-hmm. So what do you hope comes from that, Elle?
I'm not very sure. I just like that we're all like kind of like competitive, but like for each other, cheering for each other, each different house. And we do different things that bring out school spirit. And
which I think is really important when you're just coming back together and you haven't been together for a few years, right? Too, it can even just reinforce why are we all here together.
Yeah.
What about you, Devonchi? What do you think about this whole house plan and how that might evolve?
I think it's like nice to, because like depending on what house you get, you could be with some of your old friends, but you might also have like other kids that you like don't always talk to, but like you want to.
Yeah. I think getting to know other people over time, right, becomes so important. And as you all have built these relationships over the years with some of your peers, the older we get and the more specialized we get in some of the activities and clubs and things that we choose, like mock trial or French club or whatever, having a chance to interact with everybody and share still becomes really important over time. Let's talk about that, because you two are involved in a lot of things. So, L, French club, like, French is really, I think, growing in terms of influence again in the district. I know we've got some educators who are really passionate about, but what do you like about French club and what is French club up to?
I really like seeing so many people passionate about the thing that I love, because I hope to become fluent in French one day. So seeing a community of kids that aspire to learn French, all learning about the culture and eating the food.
Pommes frites.
Yeah, it's inspiring for me.
Yeah, well, if I say bon chance, you know what that means?
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, yeah, I think you'll do it anyways, right? You don't need luck. You're involved in so many things. And how important is the teacher to the program?
I think Madame is a super important aspect, and she's helped me develop my passion for French. She's always open to teaching us new things, even if it's not exactly on the curriculum, but she makes it fun, and French Club was definitely a fun way to be more involved with French in the culture.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's exciting. Devanshi, you've been involved in some really exciting extracurriculars as well, and this year we are pushing mock trial down and involving middle school learners in mock trial. So tell us a little bit about that. What does it mean to you, and why is it important to you to be involved?
I think it's like really fun and stuff, and like you get to make like these connections with other people who have like the same interest as you. Because it's not a big club, so everyone kind of knows each other, but it's kind of like you get to like pretend to be like these other people and like pretend to like have whatever the trial is about, and you also get to like learn and improve like speaking skills and debate and stuff, and I think that's really important when you grow up.
So when you say get to pretend in mock trial, so that people out there who have never done it would understand better, you're learning about legal cases, and then you are simulating those roles and taking on those careers?
Yeah.
So what are some of the roles that people play when they go through a simulation?
Some of the roles would be the witness and the attorney, and there would be like multiple witnesses for defense and prosecution, and then attorneys for each side too. And the attorneys, like every person has their own part that like the witness is supposed to help. For example, if you were a prosecution witness, you would try to make it the case seem as if you're trying to make the person on trial make them seem bad. So
yeah, you're playing the whole case out.
Yeah.
And so you're getting to have fun and do an activity where you're doing some powerful learning, and you, like you said, practicing some powerful communication skills, and you're also learning about a career path that you may want to aspire to. And it might just not be the lawyer, right? There's a judge, and there's all these other roles that are happening.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fascinating to me, and I think our high school has had this really deep, engaged mock trial program for years that competes all over the state and has this amazing reputation. What do you think's in store for the middle school?
I think with more time we could become a more developed club and do more competitions and stuff.
Yeah, I hope people ask you about it and find out more about it, because I do think it's an amazing opportunity for people. So that's really great to hear. Something really great also happened recently, and that was the Lion King. Elle, you are deeply involved and I know, passionate about performing arts. Choosing a show that's popular is one thing, but tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes. Is there pressure to prepare for a show like that compared to others?
Well, it's a little harder because people come in with an expectation of what the character is like, and you're a different person, so that's what acting, you have to play the role and convince people. So behind the scenes, there's just a lot of practicing and changing our personality for our roles, but it was really fun.
Tell people about your role and what you got to do.
I was Zazu, Mufasa's assistant. That was really fun because I was like one of the only people with like an accent, so I kind of stood out with that during.
How do you learn to relay humor in a role like The Lion King has such powerful emotional story, and then there's also these lighthearted humorous moments? How do you all learn to deliver that?
I think you should embellish in it, but try not to force those certain lines. It kind of has to flow. The audience is going to laugh at certain lines that you didn't expect to be funny. It's kind of just like going with the flow of the lines and making sure you deliver them right.
So you get to work with some pretty amazing educators, I think, over time. What are some of the things you've learned working with the adults in performing arts that you take away as you get ready to then extend your career here at the high school in the future?
Well, I started theater last year, so I haven't had too much experience, but working with Miss Thomas, Miss Kester, and all the others, they've taught me a lot about acting and how to compose yourself on stage. And this was my first like main role, so I grew a lot since my previous plays. And I'm
built your confidence a little bit?
Yeah, it helped with the stage fright a lot.
For sure, and stage fright makes sense, right? Nerves make sense before any big performance or showing off your skills in any way. I think when the mock trial students go to a competition, right, there's this nervous tension that happens before it's time to perform. And I think that also happened with you recently, Devanshi, with Power of the Pen. I know you're involved with that. Can you explain for our audience what Power of the Pen is all about?
Power of the Pen is kind of like a creative writing club. So you get a prompt, and you have, in competitions, you would get a prompt, and you get like 40 minutes to come up with a story for that prompt, and you can like interpret the prompt however you want, and you just try to come up with a story, and then they judge it and give you a ranking based on that.
So you feel a different kind of pressure, right? Because you've got to apply this writing skill that you have, and you've got to use your brain to do some really high-level critical thinking and kind of synthesize some ideas really quick to be creative. How much practice can you do for those prompts?
You could practice a lot. Like, for example, you could go on like a website where it like generates prompts, and you could practice using that and give yourself a time limit and try to like, or just in general, try to brainstorm different ideas for stuff just in case.
And how do you work with your advisor in Power of the Pen? Can you kind of explain how that relationship works?
Miss Morris, she helps us. She kind of like during the club practices, she would like put up a prompt, and there would be like multiple steps in that prompt. Like you'd get, like for example, one of our things was she gave us like a beginning prompt, and then we get 5 minutes to do that, and then like add on five, you get five more minutes to add on something.
So the structure is coming, and how you can navigate the time, which is a little bit different than just free writing or writing a journal entry or an essay that you like. She's actually trying to help you break it down so that you could think through how to get to the end of your prompt.
Yeah,
and that's great practice for young authors and writers, right? So when you go to a competition, what does it look like, a competition? Explain for the audience, like, what is it like when you are there two schools? Are there 16 schools? Are there teams? What's the setup?
There's a bunch of different schools that go to the competition, and there's, like, usually at least one to two per people from each school, and it's like a combination of 7th and 8th grade. So there's like a separate team for 7th grade has a separate team, and 8th grade has a separate team for that school. And kind
of go through rounds.
Yeah.
And then ultimately you're trying to identify some finalists.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys do this spring?
I think we did pretty good. For our district competition, we got the 7th grade team, we got first place for team.
That's right, first place for team. That's what I was trying to get to. Yeah, you got it. First place. That's a great accolade. And I think, again, when people think about activities, co-curriculars, extracurriculars in school, we have a lot of clubs and activities in the school district that are academic-based, right? You guys have talked about French Club and Mock Trial and Power of the Pen. Those may seem a lot different sometimes than maybe a sporting event, but the level of competition can be pretty intense, right? Elle, when you think about that, like the demonstrations that happen for academics, you have talked a little bit about the club today with French. How does that play out in world languages for people?
With French Club, I think it, when I relate to it to French class, I learn about the culture more than I do in French class. It's kind of like expanding on it, but in a laid-back and fun way for everybody to enjoy.
And some of your teachers spent a lot of time really emphasizing the conversational aspect of the language, right? And
yeah.
It might not look like a competition, but you get to have a lot of fun when you go through these simulations, right, where you have to have conversations with each other.
Yeah.
What's the most challenging thing you've had to do in French so far with your peers?
French class, the hardest thing I've had to do, I've had a hard time with conversation and listening comprehension in French, and it's hard with my peers because we're all trying to help each other learn through speaking and listening. But in French club, we get to practice a bit of that, listening to each other and just helping each other grow in that aspect.
Yeah, and when you can do it and fail and try again, and,
yeah.
and if you mess up something grammatically, right, it's not going to be like the end of the world. We can
yeah.
still practice together. I think that's one of the benefits of a world language club or a mock trial club or being in this power of the pen where you get to continually work on your skills, but you can do it in a way that isn't always pressure filled until you
yeah.
get to the competition. Which is kind of neat, right? And again, practice in different ways makes us all stronger. So you're going to be competing against eighth graders and taking them down. I know that, Devanshi. And Elle, you're going to be moving up to the high school next year. Let's talk about looking back for just a second. Who are the teachers that you have grown to know here that if you had to pick one, you would say, Devanshi, like, this teacher has had a huge impact on me already at Indian Hill Schools, and I've really benefited from it?
I guess Ms. Emmons, the orchestra teacher.
Ms. Emmons. Well, I hear that name pop up a lot. I wonder why. So tell me about what is it that about Ms. Emmons that has just helped you so much?
She kind of, like, encourages us to, like, do our best, and, like, if we mess up, she'll, like, try to fix it, but she won't get, like, upset at us or anything, and she makes, like, the class more fun because she, like, adds in, like, jokes and stuff, and she's not, like, super strict about everything, but she's also not, like, doesn't care what we do.
And that orchestra program is so strong K-12 now that it's expanded and there's so many people involved that we're going to be adding another orchestra teacher this spring to join her team and work with our music department, which I think is really exciting. And so obviously there's some interest there, right, over time. Love hearing about that. Elle, when you think of someone who's left a mark on you, who would you pick?
It's hard to say because all the teachers here are so kind and they all leave. Like, we all walk out of this building feeling like we learned something from them, whether it's academically or personally.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah, it's like kind of a friendship. Like, it's not just a teacher. It's someone you know and someone you enjoy talking to and learning from. But I would say Mr. Rotching, my band teacher, along with Ms. Oansia, I walked into both of those subjects not knowing if I would like it. And they were able to take that interest and make it into something I love doing and I'm passionate about every day. And I'm thankful for that.
That's great. Love hearing about that passion in band, passion in orchestra. We got to keep building those programs up. And there's so many great things that are going on. And Mr. Rotching is always so positive, I think, with
yeah.
students in terms of trying things and taking a risk musically. So that's great to hear. Okay, one last question before we wrap up. Your go-to meal, you're done with all the mock trial and the Lion King's over and you've had an amazing night. Elle, where are you going and what's that go-to snack or meal for you in Cincy?
I feel like just going to Skyline or somewhere like that.
Hitting Skyline.
It's just an easy place.
What's your order at Skyline?
Probably like a five-way.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's been
yeah.
a popular answer over time here on the podcast. Devanshi, what about you?
There's a lot of things, but one place I like going, like after concerts or like plays and stuff, Graders.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Another
yeah.
popular answer. And what's the order at Graders? Like, what's your favorite?
I get black raspberry chip.
Oh gosh, yeah. That's like we're speaking the same language today. What about you, Elle? Do you have a Graders? I saw you perk up there.
I like that same flavor.
Okay. I mean, it's probably universally like one of the top flavors ever, right? And
yeah.
Graders has it.
I like all of their flavors. They all have such good flavors. It's hard to choose whenever I go up and order. It's the decision.
Well, those are the things that make us, right, Braves, and those are the things that endear us in Cincinnati and being a part of this community. I love hearing those answers, and I thank both of you for your time. I can't wait to see, Elle, what your high school career is going to end up like, and Devonshi, big things coming with some of the activities you're involved in, and you're going to be leading that building next year and building those houses of leadership. So kudos to both of you. Thanks for being on the Edge of Hero podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Go Braves.